Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has come. Thank you. We were all caught in darkness, in the kingdom of darkness. But praise God. Thank you, Father God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming as a light shining in the darkness, for bringing in the kingdom realities. And thank you for paying the ultimate price, dealing with the devil, and getting all authority in heaven and earth so that we can be disciples now. Disciples knowing you, disciples experience you, and disciples walking with you, knowing, experiencing the kingdom realities and pressing into our portion in the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy, the joy of salvation, the joy of our name written in heaven. Thank you for this goodness that has come, and thank you, Lord, that it keeps us and it motivates us and it blesses us and it blesses those around us as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 13 from verse 47 to 52. The kingdom of heaven is like what happens when a net is thrown into a lake and catches all kinds of fish. When the net is full, it is dragged to the shore and the fishermen sit down to separate the fish. They keep the good ones, but throw the bad ones away. That's how it will be at the end of time. Angels will come and separate the evil people from the ones who have done right. Then those evil people will be thrown into a flaming furnace, where they will cry and grit their teeth in pain. And Jesus asked his disciples if they understood all these things, and they said, "Yes, we do." And so he told them, "Every student of the scriptures who becomes a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like someone who brings out new and old treasures from the storeroom."
Hallelujah. See, the whole conclusion of the matter of these kingdom parables that Jesus was sharing is that we become students, students of the word, students of the righteousness. Remember all those that have known righteousness stand at the end of this age, but those that don't, it's darkness. They choosing to reject eternal life. So we've got to so guard against this. As we have been seeing in these parables, we've seen years, there's good fish and there's bad fish, and then there was tares and there was wheat. And so we can see we've got to use this darkness must not capture us, and in seeing it, it must be a motivation to turn away from the darkness, turn away from the evil, turn away from evil thinking, turn away from evil speaking, and turn away from doing anything deceptive. We're going to turn to the living God and just stay with the living God. That's what it's all about, in the kingdom treasures. And then, as he says here, we become disciples in this kingdom, dedicated, disciplined followers of Jesus. That's what it means to be totally immersed in the goodness of God. You need to be a disciple. Jesus made disciples, and he left the word to the first disciples, and now our apostles, that we are built on their foundations. He says, make disciples, go make disciples. So disciples is the whole key here. And so, guys, the whole motivation, I think of Hebrews chapter 12. We've had a great cloud of witnesses. This is the Old Testament, guys. They never had the kingdom, but they saw it in a distance, and so they had faith. But praise God, Hebrews 10 verse 10 says, by one sacrifice he has perfected us so that we can be holy, separated unto God. Hebrews 10, and you can read it on to verse 14. So the goodness of God has come for us, for this whole earth. Amen. One died for all, that no one needs to live for themselves any longer, be selfish, but they're there to live for the Lord. That's a reality, and that's a good. And now it's, are you going to take it, or are you going to not take it? Are you going to reject this God quality of life, kingdom life, or are you going to take hold of it? That's what it's all about, guys. So arise and shine. And now Hebrews 12 talks about this great cloud of witnesses. They They've run this race. They've finished now. And now that the fullness of the kingdom has come on earth, Jesus has secured it in heaven and brought about his kingdom on earth. They, the foundation that we built on. And then he goes on there. Now we need to look that Jesus is the author and the perfecter of these kingdom realities now. So we look to Jesus. And in looking to Jesus, we don't allow ourselves to get weary because of all the deception and the darkness going on outside. And if we do get weary and we start waning and we start falling into darkness, we have forgotten the exhortation that speaks of us as sons. So as sons, we are co-heirs together with Jesus of these kingdom realities. And these kingdom realities is what keep us going. And then I love, I'll jump right to the end from verse 22. You have come to the kingdom. You're in the kingdom. Amen. And then we can see what the kingdom entails. All the precious angels, the God of all, the Father of all, the spirits of just men made perfect. So that we've come to that because we are also, our spirits have been made perfect so that we can know these perfect things. So we can stay in the light as he's in the light. And it goes on, we've got now Jesus, a mediator of a new covenant. And his new covenant speaks better things. His blood, that's come to his blood, that speaks better things than Abel. It speaks kingdom. It speaks righteousness. It speaks peace. It speaks joy. And then this Jesus, now we need to listen to him. Amen. He's speaking and we need to stay in tune. Amen. The sheep, we are his sheep, we hear his voice and we do it. So this is what we've come to. And then you go back to Hebrews right from the bottom now again, from verse 2. And so you see it goes on to say we must now be disciples. Amen. Be teacher, faithful, available and teachable. And take hold of correction because the correction brings us into righteousness. And then we mustn't get bitter, we must get better. And we can never sell this birthright for worldly deception. We stay fast to our Lord. And in the Lord, we got life and life in abundance. That's what we hold on to. So you've got the wonderful picture there of what we have come to and what is required. And that we strengthen ourselves daily and we press on into these realities. Because these realities has been made available for us. And each of us has a portion of them. So be blessed, guys. Rise and shine, for your light has come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.